Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
It's time for Donnie's Mail Sack. Let's reach way down into Donnie's sack and find another listener letter. Here's Donnie Baker.
Yeah, here's a letter. Dear Donnie Baker, I was wondering if you've ever ridden in a limousine, and if so, what was it like? Signed, Curious in Kalamazoo. Well, hell yeah, man, I've been in a limo. You think I'm some kind of bumpkin on a fixed income? Oh, man, only about a year ago or so, I met this really hot chick in a chat room. I mean, this chick was smoking hot, and she had the pictures to prove it. She had been in Playboy, Penthouse, Swank, Hustlers, all of them. Hell, even Sports Illustrated asked her to be in a swimsuit issue, but she refused to model any place she couldn't strip to the nip. I swear to God that's true. She liked to spend her free time in chat rooms talking about boats and outboard motors, which intrigued me. I figured I'd try to sell her my boat. Maybe she'd buy the boat, I could show up, rock it, and dock it and get a 2-for-1. Yeah. Anyways, man, we hit it off, and she did invite me out for a visit. She lived in Arizona, so I had to fly out there, man. Huh. And I was hoping she'd meet me at the airport, but there's some little fat guy waving a sign that said, Rod Porkmore. That's my name in the chat room. I swear to God it is. And I was impressed at how classy this chick was, man. You could tell she had money because she had sent a limo to pick me up. So when we get to the car, man, I jump in the back seat, and the driver kept asking if I'd be more comfortable up front. But no way was I going to miss them sweet limo perks you get, man. Hell, I thought there'd be a bar and a sunroof where I could stand up and moon cops as we drove past. But there wasn't any of that stuff. And just what kind of limo company uses a country squire station wagon in their fleet anyways? I mean, it was roomy and stuff, but I really was wanting to moon some cops. Uh-huh. So, man, we finally get to her house, and I guess she'd given the driver a key because he took me right in. But instead of waiting out in the car, man, get this, he sat on the couch with me. Hell, I didn't care. He fixed us a snack, even cracked open a 2-liter of Mountain Dew. Then he excused himself when he was gone for like 15 minutes.
Oh.
And I think it's pretty rude to pinch one off in your customer's house. But hell, as long as he splits when my chick gets home, I could care less. That's what I told him. But then he comes back and he's wearing a dress.
Uh-oh.
I swear to God he was.
Oh, man.
He must have been going through her closet. And then he starts saying a whole bunch of stuff about me, like personal stuff, right to my face. And I had no idea where he even found this stuff out. So I punched him right in the rib cage. And he was all like, well, why'd you come here then? But I didn't know what he was talking about, man. I just hoofed it back to the airport. So I guess my message is, you get what you pay for. And limos ain't no different. So don't use a cut-rate service. Man, sometimes I still think about that chick. I swear to God I did. I mean, she might have been the one, you know?
Yeah.
She may have been Mrs. Rod Porkmore. I swear to God she might. I gotta go.
The views expressed by Donnie's Mail Sack do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of the Bob and Tom Show.
I swear to God they don't.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's Al Jackson. Al, I barely recognize you. You've got the gigantic glasses on. What's happening?
These are my, the Irishman slash a little bit of, you know, dog track mafia guy glasses.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really look at old pictures of my grandfather, and he had glasses like this. And it's so interesting, like, how the fashion, everything is cyclical, because my grandfather used to be kind of, I guess, like a fashionable guy in the late 80s. But I look at pictures of him. He was a mathematician, but like he had on like the salmon pants with the white button down, the loafers with no socks, like a G.
Getting into
just like an old school Chevy Bonneville. Shut up. You know, remember those, like those Bonnevilles, like you could fit. Legitimately, you could fit five adults in my grandparents' Bonneville's trunk. Comfortably.
Nice.
All steel. Yeah, like, they don't make cars like that. It's like you're driving in your living room.
It's funny how certain fashions, though. I was watching a movie the other day with my little girls, and I forget, I think it was the like hot white pink suits that said Juicy or whatever on the back.
Oh, yeah, the velour jumpsuits. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Those were everywhere, and they are gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're gone until they get, they'll be brought back. Because what Juicy was maybe like the early aughts.
Yes, absolutely.
So
yeah.
Juicy will be back. Like a 15-year-old will be wearing Juicy in like 2037. Mm-hmm. Like kind of ironically, but it's like, I thank God as a parent of a daughter who is developed like a woman already.
Mm-hmm.
The TLC 90s fashion is back. So, yes, is there some midriff that keeps me up at night?
Yeah.
But I'll take that because their pants look like literally MC Hammer pants. So they're super bad. It's like she's wearing a sweatsuit all the time. Mm. And I'm like, go with this theme. So I like there's a baggy clothes theme for 15-year-old girls right now. And I'm hoping it stays that way.
Yeah, I would like, for adult women, I would like to place my vote for the permanent Hall of Fame, the yoga pants. We'd like to keep them out there.
They've been in for quite a while.
Keep them.
Yeah.
I think they just are here to stay.
Yeah, I think they just go by different names. There's tights, there's stirrups, there's yoga pants, there's leggings.
Joggers? Is joggers
a, no, joggers is like between like...
Baggier?
No, are clam diggers still a thing?
No, Tom. I don't
know.
No,
those are now muff huggers.
You know...
Is that capri pants? Is that what he said?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No. They were called clam diggers.
Oh, I was thinking.
You could have said clam diggers or Frankie Avalon. Are they still a thing? And it would have said the same thing.
They kind of go just below the knee. And yeah, those were real big. When
capri
I was
pants.
You know, I think, Tom, with the yoga pants, they're the first clothing where men think women look attractive in them. And women think they're attractive in them. And they started making the yoga pants to instead of to work out in, which, yes, some of obviously you can, they do make sure that they, you know, push everything up and in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it makes you look great. The people that you're around appreciate it. And that's why I think it's a win-win for both parties. It doesn't seem like, and I cannot speak to this, that it does seem like they're going to be around because everybody feels comfortable in them. And as a dude, I work out in like those long legging pants. I guess they're male yoga pants, I guess. What are, you know, like the under, they're almost like Under Armour for your legs.
No, I'm sorry, I should introduce our guest. We're talking with comedian Al Jackson. Al's a very fun stand-up comedian. He's also one of the hosts of DBL, the Daily Blast Live, where he weighs in on pretty much everything involved in our world. And now, Al, are you technically a single man right now?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, let me ask. No, I want you to be honest. You're wearing a two-tone. It looks like a two-toned velour top, quarter zip, I think, and a.
No, it's full zip.
Okay, is it a full zip? Full and then zip. Some kind of a cap. Looks like a ski cap.
You need to tell Al that you don't care for sweat clothes, sweat pants.
No, I don't own any. I hate sweat clothes.
Yeah, we know.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah,
tracksuits.
Al, would you hit the, even though you don't drink alcohol, would you hit the bars looking for a lady in that particular getup?
Absolutely.
Really?
And I'll tell you why. First of all, I appreciate you calling it a getup. you look great in this evening, your getup and whatnot. No, honestly... I've always said this, Tom. I always use Dog the Bounty Hunter as an example. On its face, he looks ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But when Dog the Bounty Hunter walks into a bar, if there's 100 women in there, 99 are going to be like, "What? Who is that? What that? I don't like that look." But one of them is going to be like, "That's my dream man."
Yep.
You want to stand out, and so, you don't care about the other 99.
So you want to walk into a bar and say, "Oh, look, Urkel."
Yeah, Yeah, whatever. Because somebody, guess what, Tom? One young lady was into that, and now I can be her adult fantasy come true. She's like, real life Urkel's coming through. I'm here for it. Let's go.
And then after they hook up, after they hook up the next day, he can go, did I do that? Fun for everybody.
Al Jackson.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Alan, now you have been training to teach me to become a little more street, if you will.
A little more street.
To add to my honorary title as the hippest dad.
Yes. Is that right?
Dad, you're not really street. You're more of a boulevard guy.
Very cul-de-sac.
I like that.
You're from the terrace, if you will.
Yeah. Or cul-de-sac would be appropriate also. I'm moving toward.
Yes. Here's a nerd question really quickly. Mm-hmm. And Tom, you've lived in nice neighborhoods a long time, and this is the only place you find these. The places that aren't like streets, they're like, it'll be like, you know, Worthington Place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Trace, I hate that.
Trace or Way. Mm-hmm. Is that a different type of street?
No, it just means that the
fancy way to say
the developer ran out of ideas, and I particularly despise it when they use the same. It's like in Atlanta, you got Peachtree Avenue, Peachtree Street, Peachtree Road, right. Peachtree Trace. That's lazy.
Yeah,
it's lazy. Lazy developing. I hate it.
I don't like that. Not, I don't care for it. But shout out to the A.
And have you ever not moved to a place because you didn't like the name of the street?
No. Usually when I'm moving, it's out of sheer panic and desperation. Yeah. I don't have time to. Like,
what were you trying Were you moving to OJ Hitler Street? What do you mean?
At one point, I was looking at a house. I thought, you know, somebody, I do not want that as my address.
Oh, my. You write it down a lot.
You said that, and you actually meant it.
Yeah, I'm totally serious.
Okay.
No, we're not surprised.
A poorly named street. I figured if they name the street this poorly, the housing must be terrible. It's obviously a lazy developer. So, Al, I heard a story. I was riding in a vehicle between Denver and
Beaver Creek,
Colorado.
I was riding in a vehicle.
I was talking to someone, and we got talking about this gentleman's personal life. It was actually quite fascinating. And they had broken up, but he said the following line, and this is absolutely true. He was talking about this woman and her. She may have had some issues. He may have had some issues. Who's to say? But he said, I was going to kick her out, but it was her place.
Oh.
Now think about that for just a second, ladies and gentlemen. I was going to kick her out, but it was her place. That's somewhat problematic.
Yeah.
He should have done it anyway just for the sheer confusion on her part. Like, wait, I can't. I probably would have left if somebody kicked me out of my own place just because I didn't. I was like, maybe I have to leave. I think that's the rule. You got to leave when they say it. Oh, Tom, before we go any further, I do want to say I did receive a gift over the break. And Tom, I don't know, is this in the camera?
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is beautiful.
Okay, can we describe what this is?
Well, it's, I give everyone the same picture of me every year and a half for 25 years. And then I had PJ, my art director, kind of Andy Warhol it up. And then I had a nice photograph of you, and he did the same. So now it's you twice and me twice. I did one for everyone on our staff. It's a collector's item.
Well, here's what I think of mine. It's just laying down here on the floor. So there,
yeah.
There's mine.
That's classic. Okay, Willie's got a great one.
Do you understand that I brought this on because I didn't know that this was you? So I was like in the Bob and Tom family figuring out who this dude is on this Tom.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks, I have been asking people, what do you think this meant? There's no return address. How did they have my address? I thought this random dude
from the Dukes of Hazzard.
I had no idea that was you. That's so funny.
I had no idea.
Well, it's the best picture of him ever taken. He has a full head of hair. He looks great. Al, I was trying to talk to my therapist about growing up around a narcissist, but now I'm just going to bring in that gift next week. I think that'll do it for
him. I love it. This, like, this was worth doing the whole show because for 2 weeks, I have been like, okay, I definitely have a stalker. So I need to, when I approach this on the radio, I need to be kind in case they're listening and they're crazy. And it turns out that I'm talking to said man.
Yes.
So I am very happy.
See, every year, I've given out
condoms with your picture on.
Yes, condoms,
face masks,
dog bowl.
We had a
giant woven blankets.
Yeah, throws.
But it's always the same picture, Al. It's kind of a Dorian Gray thing.
Yeah.
Well,
Tom, we got to get to a couple words because we're running out of time. And there's one that was so special, one phrase that was so special that I have to that I had to ask you, and I wrote it down when I heard it. Tom, if I said the phrase "salamander on a slab," salamander on a slab, maybe my
would it be some unfortunate tasting appetizer? I tell you what, that tasted like salamander on a slab.
No, but that wouldn't be bad. That wouldn't be bad.
Okay, okay. Because let's see, salamander.
I was wondering. I said either you would get this on the first try, or you wouldn't get it. So,
anybody have an idea?
I have no idea.
Is it weather related or anything? Like it's so hot out, I felt like a salamander on a slab. No,
it's good.
But Chicky, you're on the right track.
Does it have to do with are salamanders slimy?
No.
Okay.
But lizards like heat, right?
I keep thinking of the term when you have gravy and toast, it's on a shingle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm going back to that.
Salamander on a slab. Well, what else comes on a slab?
Well.
Dead people.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, that's it. Is it the morgue? She was laying there like salamander on a slab.
You're not listening. In the right direction about heat.
My guess was, I guess, closest if in the extreme, but yeah.
I don't know.
Lizards
much about
like heat, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. when would you be hot?
A wiggly woman.
I look good, like a salamander on a slab.
Yes.
On the beach.
Yeah. Like I'm looking hot. Like you look hot. Like.
If I was trying to fix Christy up and I said, I'll tell you what, I got this guy for you. He looks like salamander on a slab. You'd go, no.
I'd go, what?
Of course you would. Of course you would, because that would have no context. But here's when you would use that. You would say, you know, like you get up on Sunday and this happens all over the country and everybody, you got your one Sunday car. You clean up in the driveway. You get those custom rims, clean those rims out. And then you just go cruising at like 11 o'clock on a Sunday before the game start, and everybody's kind of got their show car out, and you hit that block, make that right, and you look so hot. It's just like you just say, "Hey, Tom fell through." It's straight up salamander on the slab. Like he had everything cleaned up, looking good. Like you just
like that.
You're that hot that you're like a lizard on a rock. You're burning up.
Yeah. Well, nice. You've heard of that, right? A lizard on a rock.
Yeah. Salamander on a slab, baby.
I guess there we go. So Tom, I need you to use it in a sentence.
I'll tell you what, Kelly. I know you're out of town right now. I've been living in the hotel by myself all week.
Oh, yeah.
But when you get here, I tell you what, salamander on a slab, anvil, and a hard, hard hammer. I'm creating new stuff here, Al. That's what I do. I think I actually got a laughing sword. He can't talk.
And a hard, hard hammer. That's what he said.
You lost me, but you got me back with that last thing. Okay. You said a hard, around twice because you want her to know what she's walking into.
Uh-huh. Okay. Al Jackson is our guest. I got to get a little bit hipper. I need one more term to learn.
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Tom. Tom, if I told you to use the phrase peep game.
Say it again?
In a sense. Peep. Like almost like the Easter peeps. P-E-E-P.
Peep game. G-A-M-E?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Okay, obviously, it has nothing to do with the so-called peep show. That would be too vulgar.
I don't know. I think there's some really, really? Artistically
is this is this an adult thing, or is this like peek a boo?
No. It's okay. Just a phrase that you would use.
Not peek, peep.
Peep. Like the Easter peeps.
Like you said, peeps.
I know, but a peep show, you're looking at things.
Yeah, but...
Your eyes, the slang term is your peepers. Didn't your mom ever say, now shut your peepers, chickie, and go to sleep?
No, she just...
How would she say that, Christy?
No.
How would she say what?
Chick's mom, how would she say, shut your peepers?
Now, Chucky, you need to go to sleep.
Shut your peepers.
Haven't I been through enough today?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars. This time, Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.